My name is Nicole Kidman, and I've wanted to do a rom-com for so long, and along came A Family Affair. It's a great romantic comedy, and it's laugh out loud. If you feel like, I just need to curl up and watch something that feels very comforting, it's the Netflix experience. There's laughter and there's joy. That's A Family Affair.
A Family Affair, starring Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron, and Joey King. Directed by Richard LeGravenais. Rated PG-13. Sexual content, partial nudity, and some strong language. Now playing only on Netflix.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
So Sunit, do you know a lot of my friends have been panicking about this coronavirus outbreak in China?
Oh, Ajay, do you have friends?
I have some, one or two, and they're all South Indian.
I'm not surprised.
They've just been coming back this week in panic, actually. They've been evacuated from China as if from a war zone.
Why?
They had actually gone there to study medicine. The 5 southern states have the highest density of medical colleges in the country, but a lot of my friends tend to go to China. So, and now they're coming back because of this virus. In fact, many students go there, far more students go there than even to the US. And that's just one of the many things that I realized this week. And it kind of revealed to me how interconnected we are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Credit Suisse has cancelled its large annual investment conference in Hong Kong. Swiss watchmakers are now postponing a watch fair in Zurich. And Hyundai is closing all its factories in South Korea because most of the components come from Chinese suppliers. So you see, these are very, very far away from the core area where the outbreak is spreading.
I mean, that's crazy, right? So basically, China is in lockdown because of this strange new disease, and it's leaving ripple effects across the world.
Absolutely. In business circles across the world, the China question is looming larger than ever, and in India too.
How the hell did we get here, though? That effectively a new form of cold, which is one of my least favorite illnesses, by the way, could sink global oil prices and momentarily cripple the economies of so many countries.
Well, Ajay, no country in history has been as central to the world economy as China is today. China is now part of many supply chains, from cars to iPhones, and its infrastructure companies lead an array of ports and road projects from Africa to Central Asia. So it's hard to visualize a world where China is pushed to the sidelines. But that's exactly what coronavirus has done. Push China to the sidelines, shut down its factories, air travel, is keeping people indoors, away from work. It's a mess.
And we actually surprisingly managed to find somebody who has actually seen something exactly like this unfold, right? How did that happen?
Well, you know, Rahul Jacob used to work with the Financial Times at the time the SARS virus happened between 2003 and 2008. Now, for those who don't know, SARS was a pneumonia-like virus, very much like coronavirus. And Rahul covered it while he was in Hong Kong. So he has some experience in covering such events. And he happened to be in Bangalore, and I spoke to him and I said, will you give this a shot? Compare this coronavirus with SARS and give us a sense. He made a few phone calls and turned this story around in a short while.
And his impression is also that this is far worse than SARS, right?
Absolutely, Ajay. The Chinese economy today is 10 times the size it was in 2003. And 160 million Chinese tourists have traveled around the world in 2018.
Yeah, I see them everywhere with their cameras.
Well, Ajay, you've been traveling a fair bit, haven't you?
Well, you got to do what you got to do. But I just wanted to draw your attention to what's going to happen in India, because this disease has still not been contained within China, and this is going to play out over the next many weeks.
Yeah, ironically, considering this is a coronavirus outbreak, India's drug-making industry is likely to be one of the first sectors to be hit by the shutdown of travel to China and the extension of these forced factory closures in 12 provinces. You know, Ajay, China supplies more than 2/3 of the bulk drugs and raw materials to make medicines in India.
Wow, that seems like a huge number. But and I mean, it's strange, right? Here's a new disease that is obviously causing panic. Even in a world where Trump is president, where walls are going up everywhere, this tiny virus has shown us how much we matter to each other.
Yeah, you know, Ajay, that the virus can cross walls.
Yeah, evidently. And Wuhan in China is about 3,500 kilometers from where we are sitting. But what happens there should and does matter to us. And we are all in this together. It's strange, but that actually makes me feel a little hopeful.
Oh, sorry to burst your bubble, Ajay. But for now, I'm scared. This looks really, really like a tight situation. And it's particularly worrisome because it's so interconnected. Now, Rahul actually talks in his story about how a leather exporter in Kerala was waiting for a set of mold machines from China. Or there's the owner of a small resort in a hill station in Maharashtra who's dealing with a delay in delivery from a furniture supplier in Guangdong. Strangely, they do care about factory closures in China and about the workers who work in these factories. You know, that's why I'm not very hopeful, Ajay.
Well, but that is precisely why I'm hopeful. I actually am betting on a vaccine. I believe in science.
So while we wait for a vaccine, Ajay, there are many practical things that we can do. Cover your face, sneeze into your elbow, wash your hands.
Well, Sunit, I'm not shaking your hand today.
Ha! That sounds like a sensible suggestion. Well, that's it from us now.
If you have any interesting stories you would like us to tell, do reach out to us at
Sunit Arora
and me at AJ Axiom. We are also present on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as at HT Smartcast. Thank you again for listening to The Signal and the Noise. Me, of course, being the noise. Until next time then, bye.
If you're an independent podcaster, self-funded, self-produced, you know you could use support. So come to the Independent Podcasters Meetup in Delhi, hosted by Sonolog, on the 17th of February from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is a great opportunity to meet each other, share tips and tricks, learn from each other, and grow your podcast so you can have even more success and reach.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
My name is Nicole Kidman, and I've wanted to do a rom-com for so long, and along came A Family Affair. It's a great romantic comedy, and it's laugh out loud. If you feel like, I just need to curl up and watch something that feels very comforting, it's the Netflix experience. There's laughter and there's joy. That's A Family Affair.
A Family Affair, starring Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron, and Joey King. Directed by Richard LeGravenaise. Rated PG-13. Sexual content, partial nudity, and some strong language. Now playing only on Netflix.